we are ubersci-fi-geek.com with the Guild at San Diego Comic-Con.
Hi, I'm Felicia Day. I'm the creator of the Guild, the web series, and I was also Dr. Horrible.
Are you looking at her or the camera?
Her.
You're looking at her, okay. I'm Sandeep Parikh, and I play Zabu on the Guild, and I created my own web series for Comedy Central called The Legend of Neil.
Awesome. How did you come up with the idea for the Guild?
I was a World of Warcraft addict, so for 2 years I played World of Warcraft obsessively, and I've always been a gamer, so when I quit, because I thought it was kind of affecting my life in a bad way, I wanted to write something and use my time more creatively, and I thought it was the perfect thing to write about, a group of gamers.
How, can you tell us about how you casted the Guild, the process of actually deciding who's going to be in?
My part was written for me.
Okay. Well, I was going to say that, but now when he puts it like that, it's not as funny or as
nice.
As
yes, call it out is not funny. That's nice.
In fact, Zabu, it was like a recasting. I was desperate for somebody. I'm kidding. I did write the part for Cindy, but I wrote the part for Jeff, who plays Bork. They're in my improv group. I've done improv with them for years, and I always thought they were the funniest people I knew, so why not write parts for them? And the rest of the parts we cast, a friend of mine, Helen Geyer, who actually is a casting director. She works professionally in Bones. And that was like the loudest noise ever. That was horrible. That was a horrendous noise.
Anything can happen at the Comic-Con.
Wow, okay. So people need to pick their chairs up and move them. This is my Comic-Con lesson. Because my mojito brain is not tolerating these solutions. Anyway, you can cut all that out. Let's see.
But that's the stuff people like.
Oh. Yeah, go.
Okay. Yeah, so basically, my friend Helen helped me cast the rest of parts.
Okay. How long did it take you to get it up and running once you had your cast and were ready to...
You know, it takes a while to get a show, and it was just me and my other two producers getting it, self-funding it, getting everybody together, you know, getting locations. But, you know, once you decide to do something...
It was pretty quick, I thought.
Yeah.
I felt like you had the script out, and then...
I had the script done, I would do a couple rewrites, but once we decided to do it, and I started rewriting it to be a web series, it was like only a couple months.
Did you ever imagine that it would have as many views as it has had?
No, it's been crazy. I mean, honestly, I didn't really think of an end result. I just wanted to make it. The idea of making it, just the fact that I was able to make it was like a privilege. I don't know. It just seemed like an insurmountable task to try to film something I wrote. But really, when you decide to do something, I don't know, it just kind of fell in place. And the fact that it's been so well received by fans is clearly not anticipatable. Is that a word?
It is now.
It is now.
Yeah.
We'll put it in the Guild lexicon.
Okay, good. Thank you.
So, kind of along that same line, this labor of love, are the Guild casting crew finally getting paid, or is it still just a labor of love?
Well, for the last two episodes, we were able to pay the cast, or some of the cast at least, for their work because of donations. Ooh. We got some. Yes. There you go. And with the DVD sales, we're back paying everybody. So we have a budget, and so as soon as we pay for the expenses for the DVD, and the cast is next, and maybe sometime I'll get something. But, you know, for me, it's all about compensating the people who worked really hard for free on my show.
Yeah. Well, now that the first season has wrapped up and we do have our DVD, what can we expect for season two?
You can expect more of the Codex Zabu. Well, the Codex Zabu saga really is not complete.
No, of course not.
So I think that we're
going to see... I will not quit.
He will not... I mean, let's be honest. His character is not a quitter. So, but, you know, we don't want to rehash the whole same, you know, beat. So, and I think also we're going to learn more about the characters we don't know as much about. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it's a large cast, and it's hard in a pilot situation to really establish all the characters and where they're coming from. So, you know, and I want to keep it funny. That'd be good. Keep a balance between the gaming and the non-gaming, which is a challenge because, you know, especially Dr. Horrible, we have a huge influx of maybe not as gamerish fans, which is cool for me because it means that, you know, I can bounce back and forth between the gaming and the non-gaming storyline. So I'm excited about it.
Basically, we don't want to spoil anything.
Right.
But there will be tons of making out.
No,
no, that's
with
not
you,
true.
Actually, it's interesting because Bork and Zabu have the sexual
tension. Oh, you are giving that.
Work and Zabu, we have the sexual tension.
And they just start making out.
Nobody wants to see that.
And then all your views drop. You get negative views.
Yeah, they're like, give me my
people
back.
Yeah, they somehow get an anti-view.
Yeah. Not to insult you or Jeff.
Well,
much.
Like in a real guild, will characters quit and new ones join as the series progresses?
Well, like I said, for this down the line. But for the second season, I think it's really about reestablishing the characters and really, you know, solidifying their personalities and taking them that one more step before because there are already six characters.
Yeah.
So before I throw in a bunch of new characters, I want to make sure that we know our main cast really, really well.
There's so much to explore with, like, Blades. I mean, I feel like you haven't seen the tip of the iceberg with all these guys.
With everybody. With really even Codex, you know, with everybody. And also, real life is always on the periphery for these people. Like, Zabu's mom kind of represented, like, the real life aspect. But also, you know, every single season is going to have that dynamic to it. There's always, like, a struggle between real life and the fantasy life that they live, and then the relationships they have. So, you know, they're going to obviously guest cast, and who knows who might get killed off if they make me mad.
She always looks right at me whenever she talks about killing off
characters. You're the only character member here.
Weird.
So, I don't know.
With Codex being the priest in-game, do you see her filling the same role in real life as the healer of her group as they face those real-world challenges?
I like the way you think. Yes, definitely Codex is the healer in-game, and she is the healer out of the game, and she's the kind of person who always puts other people's needs before her, because she's maybe too afraid to confront her own problems. So it's a great way to avoid, I've avoided. And yeah, I think that, you know, she's a nurturing personality, and I think she does that with whatever aspect of her life we're examining.
What other projects do you guys have planned for this year other than season 2?
Well, I directed it. You want me to plug you now?
Plug.
Is it time?
Plug. Oh,
I made a Comedy Central web series called The Legend of Neil. It's on Adam.com. And Felicia, these are her panties.
It's true. I'm in episode 3. I'm a fairy.
She plays a fairy.
Cool.
It's about a guy who gets sucked into Zelda and has to fight his way out. Like a regular Joe Schmo, beer guzzling dude. And he gets sucked into the game and encounters all the characters and creatures, and they are much ruder than you think.
It's really funny, and I am in the third episode, and I'm a fairy, and I'm a you know, it's really cool, because I'm a tiny fairy.
Yeah, we turned into a 7-inch tall fairy.
It's very exciting.
Which was fun to
do. And it's a little racy.
It's a little more South Park-y than I would say
The Guild is. The Guild is layered, has complex of characters, and then is hilariously funny, while yours is, you know, has the shtick. I'm just kidding. Really funny.
But it will have a built-in audience because a lot more people have been exposed to Zelda than have been exposed to the Guild.
And a lot of people,
I think there'll be we were talking about this last night. Well, we weren't, but my friends and I were talking about it last night. It really does, they actually touch upon, I think, two different markets, and I hope there's, ultimately, there'll be a lot of crossover.
But I think it's the same.
It's kind of like more the, like, people who love South Park, like the frat boy. I think they'll
enjoy
it.
It's a little more frat boy. But at the same time, it's like, I was talking to somebody about, like, the brown, you know, at the brown coat booth, and the Buffy fans aren't necessarily gamers.
Right.
But it's like, it's like
a Venn diagram. See, there's a Venn diagram.
And then there's, you know, everybody's and touching. Then, you know, and so it's not that far to go from what, you know, I have a headache now.
All right. Were there any artists, panels, guests here this weekend that you guys are just dying to see, had a chance to see, or...
There were other things going on besides my signing.
Right.
Because I literally didn't see anything. I mean, all day,
I didn't see anything.
And I have not walked around.
I didn't have to do half as much as you did, because I was in Dr. Horrible.
That's true.
And I didn't get to see, like, anything else, so I couldn't even imagine...
I didn't get to do anything at all, but it was, I mean, you know what, this afternoon maybe I'll get 2 hours of walking around buying stuff, but I'm not complaining, because it's great to have something to show fans and interact with them, but it has been, like, sad that I couldn't go to some panels, but I did, while I was signing, one of the Brown Coat people brought down Jacqueline Carey, the author, who wrote the Kushal Dard and her all that series, and, like, I'm a huge fan, and I... You know, sometimes fans meet you and they're really nervous. And I'm like, why are you nervous? I'm just a person. But I got so nervous when I met her. I was a blithering idiot. So now I understand that more.
So funny.
It is funny how you geek out over certain people.
Right.
Like, I could meet somebody hugely famous. I'm like, oh, okay. But when you're surprised with somebody who you admire and you just really...
It was insane the first time I met Joss. Like, I'd never really met him before, and I'm a huge, like, Firefly fan. And I was on the set of Dr. Horrible, and I just kind of, because my girlfriend worked on it, helped out on the set. She, like, helped with props and stuff like that. And I walked on the set, and everybody was like, oh, Zabu, because they had heard of the show from you. And I was like, oh, cool. And they were about to start shooting, and then someone was like, oh, Zabu. And they were like, I couldn't really see him, but they were like, I was like, oh, don't mess up the shoot to say hi to Zabu. But then Leah, my girlfriend, leans over. She's like, that's Joss Whedon. And I was like, oh, I'm a...
And then you start sweating.
Yeah, I was like,
and you're like, I don't know what to say to you right now. I'm really nervous.
But no, he was totally cool because he liked the Guild and was a fan of, like, a fan of what we've done. It was, like, really easy to engage him and like, have a normal conversation with him.
Really?
You know? I thought.
No, I'm still at peak. I get like, trembling. I mean, not around Joss.
Right.
Not that he's not trembling.
He's super cool,
but, yeah.
He's super down to earth, which I thought was exciting.
Well, that's why his fans are so loyal, I think, because he's just awesome.
Right.
And relatable.
But I got to meet Will Wheaton, which I was very excited about. I know you're, like, super friends with him, but I love him.
Yeah, I'm not super friends.
Well, whatever.
I mean, I'm not... This is going on the internet, and he's going to be like, hello, Felicia, we're not super friends.
He's
going
to say that? He's going to, like, go out of his way to say that specifically?
Well, you know, it's the same thing. I don't like overstepping myself or being,
okay,
like, braggy.
No, but you guys are friends.
We're acquaintances.
You're acquaintances.
Bordering on friendship.
Well, you guys were talking to each other, and I hadn't met him, and I was excited to meet him. So I got to meet him at the con, and that was exciting.
Yeah.
Because I'm a huge Star Trek Next Generation nerd.
Are you guys getting recognized in public now? Yeah.
Oh, a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, especially in this concentrated area. It's crazy. I mean, it's I can't walk a couple feet. It's cool because it's the indie side that recognizes us more. And then
totally.
It's like when you're the corporate side, people are like, oh, it's Aston Martin from James Bond. But we're in the indie comic side and, like, the graphic artist side and the brown coat side. It's like we get recognized a lot more, which is cool. I mean, I'm an indie girl.
I think people, like, think they know you more, too. So they're like, hey, how's it going? Like, they come up to you like they're your friend.
It's
like
and it's almost, yeah, it's less Spanish. It's more like, hey, I follow your Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a Facebook
fan. Cool.
It's like, yeah, I like that.
One last question.
Okay.
Worst case scenario, one day the internet crashes and it never comes back. What will you do?
I don't even know why you would do that.
Why? Why?
Well, you know all the Terminator hype.
Apocalyptic scenario.
I don't even want to go there. I mean, that's so traumatic. I just got my iPhone. I'm connected 24/7. I don't know why you would even try to rob me of my passions. I would just be reading fantasy novels. Like,
yeah, pretty much. That's yeah. I'd be reading fantasy novels. I'm a dork.
Is there anything else that you want to say about the Guild? Legend of Neil, anything that you did this weekend?
No, I just want to, I mean, I guess I would say thank you to the fans because, I mean, Dr. Horrible doesn't have PR people, you know, the Guild doesn't have PR people. This is all grassroots stuff, and it's, like, really revolutionizing the internet and how people get their entertainment, and I think it's a term for the good.
Right.
And I love the fact that they've made it as big as, all of it, as big as it is. So thank you. Thank you.
Well, I want to thank you for talking to us today.
No problem.
We're really looking forward to the Guild. We're looking forward to Legend of Neil, and we're really excited with how big Dr. Horrible has been, and look forward to hopefully a return of Penny in our own idea of, you know,
that would be great.
Spinning out.
That would be great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Raven.
Have a great time at the rest of Comic Con.
All right,
thanks,
bye.
Bye.